Welcome to the Financial Analyst Journal Author Interview Series. I am Rodney Sullivan, Head of Publications and Editor of the Financial Analyst Journal here at CFA Institute. We're here today with Professor Ronnie Satka to discuss his recent FAJ article, Media Coverage and Hedge Fund Returns, which was published in the May-June 2013 issue of the FAJ. Ronnie, thanks so much for being with us today.
Sure, thank you, Rodney.
In this interview series, we invite our authors to discuss their articles with us. So let's dive right in with the first question. Ronnie, describe for us what were the practical issue or issues that motivated your research?
Well, we really started from some anecdotal evidence. We noticed that many fund managers that are covered in the press typically tend to underperform post-coverage. And it was just an anecdotal, some anecdotal evidence, but we decided to look at this question in a more systematic approach. And so what we did is we went and gathered media information, so information about media coverage, about 1,000 long-short equity hedge fund managers. And we did some analysis, and we indeed found that hedge fund managers that are in the press, their funds typically tend to underperform in the next year post coverage. So our data was from about 1999 to 2008. And during that period, we certainly saw that media coverage funds typically tend to underperform. But that was a previous result that we found. But I think the more interesting piece of this is that we realized, and this is what this article is about, we realized that different media sources have different kind of information. So not all sources are the same. And we have about 3,600 different media sources in this data set. And we classified them into several different types. So we thought about the general, general newspapers is kind of one type. We call them, general media. And then we thought about the more specialized magazines like Pension and Investments, Absolute Return. So that, it's another type. And a third type is something like, the corporate communication. So, typically it comes from the manager. And these three types, they signify different types of information because their source might be different. Newspapers might come from some analysis of the reporter, where corporate communication is more maybe coming from the manager itself. So when we looked at that, we indeed saw that funds covered by corporate communication media outlets typically outperform funds that were covered by the general media, and that outperformance was about 11% annually, which is pretty high for the space of long-short equity funds.
And so describe or summarize for us how these findings can be taken away with influence for practice.
Let me say a little bit more about the findings. So I think what we wanted to do is also think about what are the possible explanations and kind of dig further of what are the underlying economic motivations here. And so the first thing we did is we actually looked at the coverage itself, and we actually identified a couple of biases that pertain to media coverage. One of them, let me start with the first one, is reporting style bias. So when we look at the sentiment, so you take an article, we actually look at article titles, and we parse out what's their sentiment. And when you look at the sentiment of the different media types, we can see that the sentiment of corporate communication is typically much more positive than that of the general press. And so there's this kind of notion that there's some kind of bias in the reporting style of the different media types on the different funds that they cover. But when we looked at whether that sentiment can explain the performance of corporate communication funds relative to general media funds, we didn't find that the sentiment itself explained the outperformance. And so then we looked at different explanations. You know, is it the case, for example, that stellar funds are always covered by general press and by corporate communication, and therefore they outperform, and other funds are covered by the general media? And we found that that's actually not the case. The coverage of different funds over the sample varies. It's not that the same fund is covered all the time in the press. So any kind of fixed fund effect is not present in this data. Another explanation could be, well, maybe the media just reports past performance or past flows, which predict, you know, future returns, and therefore what we're really finding is some kind of omitted variable bias that you know, we're looking at media coverage, but it really proxies for other stuff. And we did a couple of analyses for that, and we found that that's actually not the case. We controlled for past flow, past return, and we actually saw that the media is not really responding differentially to past return and past flow. And the last explanation that we looked at is whether individuals or whether investors understand that this is in the media coverage. And what we found is that they actually do not. When we look at the flow and how media predicts flow, how media affects the flow, we found that the different types do not have a differential impact on the flow. So it is the case that media coverage attracts flow, but the different types do not attract flow differentially. And so it seems that investors do not understand the coverage or the information in the media and how it pertains to future performance. And so I think the implication is that, you know, the outperformance that we're finding, it represents like a true alpha, because it you know, represents, you know, the cost of gathering and processing the information from multiple sources, and it's something that just the human brain cannot do it itself, you know, himself. So what's happening is that by looking at this big data set, we're able to extract, you know, like a true alpha. So in terms of the practical applications, it does seem that media coverage has some implication for manager selection in terms of predicting the performance. And so I think that's something that definitely, you know, people might want to look at in their investment process.
Ronnie, thank you so much for sharing your research and ideas with us. We thank you for taking the time to visit with us today. And so we encourage the listeners to read this article and other articles from CFA Institute Publications on our website at cfapubs.org. And thank you very much for listening.